WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research. To increase your online sales, why don't you call us at 888-RADIO-30, Why not, 888-723-4630.
And before we go back to Renee, I wanted to read something from the chat board.
Yes.
Beverly, user ID KSHEMI. I was reading the Google Shopping requirements page yesterday. They specifically said you couldn't use all caps in the heading. I don't know if they actually go by that, but why take a chance? I had heard this a while back, that you should not use all caps in your title. That you should, you know, capitalize each of the first words are okay. Each word, rather, is okay to capitalize.
Yeah.
Each word in your title, but not all caps. That Google Shopping didn't like that. And it's true, apparently. So I'm going to get this Google Shopping page requirements, and I'm going to make sure that you and I keep it in front of us every week, that we have it along with our stuff, so that if anybody asks these questions, we can at least tell them the latest thing Google has said.
Yes.
You know, that's all we can do. Renee, I'm sorry, we're back with you now. Renee from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, known on eBay as 3Millie4. Renee, remind us of where we were when last we left you.
Oh, we were talking about Pinterest, and I thought of one more way to tell you that I know that people are finding my things. In Pinterest will email me whenever somebody repins one of my pins.
And that happens a lot.
So that means that somebody's just finding my picture, and even if they're just enjoying it, that's fine too. But I know they're definitely finding them because I get a lot of emails.
Very good point.
Thank you so much. That was a great tip for today. Just so the ones that you decide you're not going to pin, is it because maybe the picture is so-so, or what would you...
Sometimes it's just because it's an ugly thing that I don't even want to... You know, if somebody's looking, I don't know. I guess there's only one thing that I have never, and I can't even remember exactly why, if I just thought that nobody would be looking for it. But on the other hand, maybe I should, because I was just thinking somebody just repinned one of mine, and it was not something that I would have thought people would be looking for. It was an older gold medal flower cookbook, which I thought, well, no big deal, but I was pinning everything at that point. And somebody repinned it onto their board, and they have a board specifically for gold medal flower. So you never know what people like.
Who knew,
yeah. Right? Well, I'm not surprised, though, now that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, me too.
Renee, thank you for this tip. So just press the Pinterest button, pin it, and don't worry about it after that. You don't have to do it. Oh, you have to tell it which collection of yours you want it to go to, right?
Yeah.
Which board?
The only thing you have to do, you just register, make a board. Like I said, call it stuff on eBay or whatever. And that's, you always pin it to whatever board, but that would be your board. And that's it.
See, I've learned something new today, because what's been keeping me from doing it is I have joined Pinterest a long time ago. But my board is about things in backyards and porches, you know, things that you put out there. And I thought, oh, well, I can't pin it to that. So I could probably make a second board, right?
Yeah, make a second board. And, you know, I don't expect anybody to come and look at my board because I have a beautiful board. I just expect now that I know they're going to find my things one at a time, and they don't even need to see my whole board. They find my one thing, click on it, and they can go right to eBay from there.
Great information. Thank you, Renee.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your call. Griff, you should be pinning your shirts.
Well, I do pin a few of them, but I tend to... So what I do is I go through and I find great examples that not just my own, but really interesting shirts to pin that aren't my own, because I don't want it to make it seem like that's all I'm doing.
Yeah, but this is different. That's collections.
Yeah. No. On Pinterest, I always...
Even on Pinterest?
I don't do just mine. I do a collection. I mean, I do different sellers as well.
Okay. All right.
I think it's a smart thing to do.
Well, that's... could be smart.
Or dumb.
So, maybe I misunderstood.
What?
So, if I were to...
You could pin anyone's stuff.
She pinned to a board called eBay Stuff. my eBay stuff that she made.
Yeah,
my eBay stuff, which makes sense that it's called my eBay stuff. Okay, so you're saying that you have a board called something.
Aloha Vintage and Odd Shirts.
Ah, okay.
Odd Men Shirts. And I pin...
To that board.
A few of mine, but I pin anyone's shirts that look like they appeal to me.
I get it. Okay. So have you gotten sales from Pinterest?
You know, I don't know because I hadn't been paying attention. And I, like I said, I don't pin a lot of my stuff up there. I've pinned other people's stuff, so...
All right. Well, I'm going to start pinning. Let's see what happens. Camilla in Springfield, Illinois, and her ID on eBay is going to that shop. Hey, Camilla, what's your question or comment?
Well, I have two things for you guys. One, I'm not sure if you guys can help me, but I wanted to let y'all know. I had recently bought a new phone, and now I cannot listen to the radio show when my headset is on. It tells me there's an error on the app.
Mm.
Does it play when your headset is off?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you know that it's coming through. Okay.
Yeah, and I used to be able to listen to it on the headset and on the radio in my truck.
I think that this is a question for your cell phone company.
I actually went to them, and they said they can't figure out anything. They don't know what the problem is, because if I listen to videos, they come through.
Okay, Camilla, do me a favor. Would you send this to Lee at voicemarketing.com, and in the subject line put, can't get eBay radio on cell phone, and let me call the company that did the app for me, and see if that's some sort of glitch I don't know about.
All righty, because I know it's a new phone.
It's an iPhone or a Droid?
It's an Android.
Okay. Should work fine. Mine works great. Of course, you know what? I've never tried to listen to it using headphones.
Yeah, I have an Android phone. It works, but it could just be a configuration.
It could be.
Yeah.
All right, send me that email, Camilla. Let me see if I can help you with that.
Okay, and then I have one other question for you guys.
Go ahead.
I have noticed here recently that when I have a sale going on, I'll get best offers really, really low. And I'm kind of like curious if that's a common thing, because they're like so low that it's like almost garage sale prices.
Yeah.
That when they're trying to make an offer, and I've declined them because they're not worth accepting. But I'm kind of curious if that's a normal thing with a lot of people, that everybody's wanting stuff really, really cheap.
I don't know. I don't blame people for trying to get stuff for as cheap as possible. I've received on some of my things where I've asked, I've made it available for an offer, some low offers. I just say thank you for the offer, but no. But yeah, I guess it's...
So you think it has something to do with the fact that you put things on sale?
Well, I don't know. I just noticed that when I put things on sale, then I'll get an offer on items. Say like one of the items was like $15, and someone comes in and asks me for $7.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, they're trying.
They're trying,
I get that they're trying, and I get they want to cheat, but I was kind of just noticing that it seems to be a pattern here lately.
Well, if anyone else has experienced this when they put things on sale, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Camilla, maybe we'll find out something for you, and send me that email, okay?
I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, people, they make offers. It's better than not getting an offer,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly.
I sometimes I've had, in the past, had someone send what was quite a low offer, and I was just in the mood to sell it. So I, okay, sure, it's yours. Why not?
Louise.
I've had it for a long time. Take it.
Louise from Colorado Springs, Colorado, known on eBay as Herbs Crafts Gifts, our buddy. Hi, Louise. How you doing today?
Hi, guys.
What's your
Hi.
Question or comment?
Thanks. I don't have a question, but I do have a couple more hints. in regard to Pinterest.
Oh, good.
I've been teaching our meetups. I did the Denver one, and I did ours, and I did the one in Albuquerque on different things to do to make our listings more visible for, besides just putting them in an eBay board. For instance, you can make a separate board for Mother's Day gifts or Father's Day gifts or something, and it can be other people's items as well, like on an eBay collection. And boards are slidable, so you can rearrange them on your main Pinterest wall. So for right now, the first one on mine is Mother's Day, and then I've got some Father's Day things, and then I've got a patriotic because 4th of July and Memorial Day are coming. Then the rest of my boards are alphabetical. Like right now, I've got 113 different boards because we need to be social and draw in people being social. So recipes, cute animals, cute sayings, just all different kinds of subjects that might be interesting to different people. And following what the other caller's comment was about getting emails, I get, you know, several emails every hour on people that have repinned, and it's interesting to find what they are repinning. But my whole thought is, if they're finding my pin...
Wait a minute. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
And this segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, our last segment for today's show on Ask Griffin Lee. Join us.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
eBay seller. Perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 316.
Maintaining consistency in your eBay sales. Christopher Matthew Spencer is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Born to Deal, and he's the author of Grow Rich with eBay Consignment. He has this tip when it comes to listings.
First of all, if the deal's not sold, you need to consider reevaluating the listing. And you can go after new business, but if you have things that are not moving, you need to readjust. And we either revise or we go ahead and combine. It's either revise or combine. You're going to have to change what you've got up there if it's not moving. That's either price, picture, or description. And if it doesn't sell after all of that, you need to combine and put items together and sell them in lots.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory.
Okay, so we're on the line with Louise from Colorado Springs, Herbs, Crafts, Gifts. Hey, Louise, you had another thought.
I did. So I was saying that a lot of the time on these social things like the recipes and the flowers, and one that I just did with strawberries being planted in a PVC pipe vertically, has gotten a bunch of hits. And my desire is, once these people find me, then they might examine my other boards and then wander into my eBay store. One of the more popular boards I have is for researching for eBay items. Somebody just posted on a Facebook group they needed to know the design of a blouse, and I directed them to that board because I have an infographic on blouse styles, sleeves, collars, necklace length, shoe style, purse length, different kinds of purses and what they're called, all different kinds. And it's just so, not only for myself when I'm researching something, I have some place where I can go back and find it instead of just putting it in a big long list of favorites. I'm using it as a reference board so that I can use it in the future. But it's a public board, so anybody can use it, and I find people are going back there and repinning from that board a lot, and those would be other eBay sellers.
Louise, these have been such good tips today.
Well, and there's so many different ways to use Pinterest, keeping in mind my main goal is to get attention and promote my eBay and my eBay listings and eventually make sales. But in order to do that, I can't sell to the world, but I can share a recipe, and I can share pretty seahorses or a beautiful pink and lavender flower, and just it goes on and on and on and on.
Just the beauty and that is within you, Louise, that we know is within you.
Aw, thanks. It's not so beautiful here today. We're having snow.
I heard.
You're kidding.
No, the mountains are getting 2 to 3 feet, and we're just wet. But, yeah, the ski areas are very happy. They're still open.
I guess. Louise, thank you for your call.
Thanks,
as
Louise.
Always, we'd love to hear from you.
I'm looking forward to the 100 degrees in Las Vegas in 2 months.
Yeah, but you don't even have to go outside.
Why? She likes the 100 degrees.
You know, who goes outside in Vegas?
Compared to today, you know?
When you do, you get in a taxi cab that's air-conditioned and it takes you anywhere you want to go. Thank you, Louise. Hey, Griff, it's time for our event calendar.
Yes, let's get to that.
Okay, on the 23rd, which is next Thursday, New York City Metro Area eBay Sellers Meetup. They're going to have a thrifting trip to a Goodwill blue bin. And it is taking place 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. next Thursday, the 23rd, 4747 Van Dam Street, Long Island City, New York. Join your fellow sellers on a thrifting trip. Then the very next night, the 24th, our friend Tom Sutton is going to have the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. It's going to be about spring cleaning. That's 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., April 24th, Friday, at the Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive, Homestead, Pennsylvania. And also for the month, two more. One, Dallas eBabes and Emails Meetup. That's taking place the 27th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Location is Casa Milagro, 1403 East Campbell Road, number 110 in Richardson, Texas. And also on that same day, eBay and e-commerce sellers group of New York's Hudson Valley, their inaugural relaunch and roundtable discussion, and Anastasia Andrzejewski, and we know Anastasia is their organizer, and the event date again, April 27th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The location is Panera Bread, 340 Larkin Drive, Monroe, New York.
Perfect.
So we're so thankful that your groups are sending in stuff to us, and we really appreciate it. All you have to do is go to our archive site. You go to ebayradio.com, click on the archive button. It'll take you to our archive site, and up in the tabs, you will see something called Seller Resources. Hover over that, and then click on Seller Events. And if you would like to submit a seller event, all the way to the right, you will see up at the top of every page, on our archives, you will see Submit a Seller Event. Just click on that and do so. Phew. We had a lot of them today. Phew. Phew. Well, Griff, now you've got your new tie. You've got your little plastic thing.
I do.
You've got a sport coat to wear with
it. I have a fabulous Robert Graham sport coat.
And you're wearing nice big boy pants. And you're going to look just really cool and make us proud.
Well, all the way up to that last bit, yeah. I can't promise on anything else but that.
So this should be very interesting this year.
Yeah, it should be.
Really? So do you know who you're going to speak with yet? Which representatives? Or?
No, I don't. I haven't looked at the schedule.
Mm. So you kind of get maybe who, you know, sometimes you'll get, instead of them, you're going to get their helpers.
Yeah, and that's okay.
I mean,
we're traipsing around the halls of Capitol Hill next week.
How fun.
Yeah, should be a ball.
Sometime we should do a remote from there.
Yeah, I don't think they'd allow that.
Well, they used to have a fly-in. They used to have a talk show host fly-in.
Oh, they did?
Yes. It's a very sad story for me. I was the only one at the network that the network didn't send. 2 years in a row.
Always a
NBC
bridesmaid,
New York.
Never a bride.
And they said, well, your type of show really wouldn't lend itself to that.
Yeah, because it's all for women.
I was furious, but, you know, what can you do?
What can you do, babe?
But they used to have it. I don't know if they still do. They had a talk show host fly-in. Well, you did your show from there.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you after next week and let you know how it goes.
Have fun, Griff.
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion. I will. Your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We'll be dark next week. We'll be back on Tuesday, April 28th. We'll see you there. Ask Griff and Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Group of Thought.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information packages. Join us at ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance? You can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.